Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
So I want to begin today with a moment that changed me. A moment when I realized that who I thought I was wasn't who God called me to be. There was a season in my life when I carried labels like heavy clothing. Not because God placed them on me, but because life essentially handed them to me. It was roles I stepped into. Expectations that others had for me. How many of us have those? Words that were spoken over me, good or bad, positive and negative, both included. Mistakes that I made. We've all done that, right? Traumas that I survived. I want you to hold on to that part of it, okay? That I survived. Not that I stayed stuck in, which I did for quite a long time, but I survived. And so as we're talking today, I want you to think about this in relation to your own stories as well. Even titles that I had worked for. Without noticing it, I slowly began to confuse all of that with identity because I felt like it was what I was doing is what made me my identity. I mean, how many times has somebody asked you, who are you? And you responded with the roles that you do, the job that you hold, or the titles that you have. And so that was me. But identity isn't something that you earn, perform, or protect. Identity is something you receive, okay? And I remember sitting alone one evening, tired, stretched completely thin, and feeling unseen. And I heard God whisper ever so gently, you are not the roles you fill. You are not the labels they gave you. You are not the pain that you've walked through. You are mine. Think about that for a second. God tells us that we are His. Everything that had been going through my mind of those roles that I had fulfilled or the labels that I had been given or even the pain, for so long I carried that as my story. But that wasn't my identity. I didn't have to be defined by that story, okay? So when he said, you are mine, it was just like in that moment, something broke open in me. It wasn't loud, it wasn't dramatic, but clarity came in, okay? Really, really crystal clear that my story was my testimony, absolutely. It was never my identity. Maybe you're there too, carrying titles, roles, label, trauma, and you too believe that they define you. So today, we're going to set that down and let it go, okay? So this first part we're going to go over is reiterating that your story is not your identity, okay? Your story is absolutely sacred. And your story matters. Everyone has a story. Every single person, even that person that you're upset with, even that person that hurt you or that you maybe even hurt, everyone has a story, okay? But your story is not the place that you build your identity, okay? Your story is where God reveals himself to you, okay? Identity is who God declares you to be. Do you see the difference? Walking through your story, God is able to show himself to you. He shows up in all kinds of ways, however you need him to be, whether it's healer, redeemer, savior, master, provider, protector. He's there doing all of those things, revealing those parts of himself to you while you're walking through your story. But your identity, that's who he declared you to be. Your story is what happened to you. Identity is who God formed in you. Oh my God. Goodness. Let's say that again. Your story is what happened to you, but your identity is who God formed in you. Your story is the testimony you stand on, but identity is the truth you stand in. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Let me say that to you one more time so it could hit you the way that it hit me, however you need it to. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." God didn't say you are your mistakes. He didn't say you are your labels, You are your past, or you are your trauma. He simply said, you are mine. Identity is not what you've been through. Identity is who you belong to, which is God. Okay? But there are things that come in and happen in life that cause us to lose our identity or that blurs our vision. Okay? Which is why we have to shift our mindset. Okay? Because we tie our worth to our roles. Wife, mother, leader, ministry worker, entrepreneur, all very beautiful roles, and they are a gift, but they're not your identity. Okay? Then we let labels define us. You're quiet, you're loud, you're too sensitive, you're too much, you're not enough. Those are all opinions, not identity. We let trauma become our name tag. Divorce, betrayal, loneliness, mental health, addictions. Those are all experiences that you walk through, but they are not your identity. Then we attach our identity to performance. If I do well, then I'm worthy. If I'm not doing well, I'm not worthy. If I fail, I'm nothing. But oh, if I succeed, then I'm doing well. Those are lies. They're not identity. Identity doesn't shift with the seasons. It doesn't rise or fall with the external circumstances around you. Identity is rooted in God's declaration over your life, and it is eternal. He placed it in you before he formed you in your mother's womb. It has nothing to do with the circumstances around you. Those are the trials of life and the parts of your story, but your identity remains rooted in him. Okay? So let's shift the way that you're seeing yourself, okay? I have three mindset shifts that I want you to hold on to today. Shift number one, okay? You're going to shift from what I've been through to what God is doing in me. Your story becomes testimony when you step out of survival mode and into intentional transformation, okay? Shift number two, I'm going to shift from who they said I was to who God says that I am. Who you are is not up for public vote. God didn't say, vote over here if you think that this person's enough. Vote over here if you think that they are, saved, redeemed. Nope. He didn't ask anybody else their opinion. It was not a conference call. It was not a vote. It wasn't a democracy. God told you who you are, and that's his truth. He gave you his stamp of approval, and his is the only one you need. So your identity is secure, sealed, and spoken by heaven. No one else can change it. Not even you with the mistakes that you make, because we are all human. Okay? That third shift is we're going to shift from I'm trying to find myself to I'm returning to who I've always been. Your identity is not discovered, it is remembered. You're returning to who God designed you before the world named you, before you even birthed into this world and were given a name here. God already had a name for you. He had already designed who you were going to be, what your identity was going to be before you ever took your first breath. So there's nothing in this world that can take that away and change your identity. Okay? So now I want you to elevate your perspective, because when perspective rises, your identity becomes even more clear. Ask yourself, what if I saw myself the way that God sees me? Loved, whole, chosen, capable, called, and set apart. What if you believed that nothing you've gone through disqualified you? Because nothing that you've walked through scared God. He wasn't surprised by it. It didn't change how he feels about you. What if your story became a doorway instead of the prison that we often let it become? We often stay shackled in chains to our story and our past and the things we've been through that leaves us stuck, and we're not able to keep moving forward to the things that God already has for us. Your perspective elevates when you realize your testimony is not your shame, it's your platform, okay? It is your launching pad that you've been walking through these different things. It wasn't just for you. Did it hurt? Absolutely. Was it difficult? Most definitely. But now you're able to go and help other people that might be one or two steps behind you. Maybe they're 20 steps back. And you remember being in that same spot that they're in. God has moved you forward. Now you can reach back and help that next person, because I could tell them all day till I'm blue in the face the things that I've been through, but they may not be able to relate to it. But your story is a very similar to theirs. So when you start sharing, they're like, whoa, you made it. I can too. Well, what do I do next? Well, how did God walk you through that? Now your story, you're using it as a testimony to help other people. That's what it's for. That's why it's your platform. So we got to stop being stuck in letting our story be our identity and instead let it be our testimony. So here are three questions that I want you to journal or pray through this week. One, what labels or roles have I allowed to define me? I want you to really write that out and take your time. It's not something that you've got to rush through and hurry up and like answer all three questions. No, take your time. Ask God to even reveal it to you if you're not sure. What are those labels or roles that you have allowed to define you? Ask someone close to you, those people that you trust that speak life into you, if there's anything that they see, if you're having trouble figuring it out on your own. Where have I confused trauma with identity? What is that story that you repeat over and over and over again in your head? You remember the conversation distinctly. It could have been 15 years ago, but you remember it like it was yesterday. And you remember what you said in response, but you wish that you would have said this, and you've replayed how you would have responded over and over again. If you had the chance again, this is what you're going to say. That's that trauma that you've confused with your identity. That is the stuff that you need to write down. Because when you're aware of it, that's when you can actually start to address it. You can lay it on the altar and ask God to show you how to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so that you can use that to be a testimony to help someone else. Question number three, what does God say about who I am? And how can I live from that truth? Give yourself permission to write freely, honestly, and without judgment. This is between you and God. It's not something you have to turn in for a grade. It's not a test that you have to pass, essentially, in the written form that's going to be graded. But it is a test because every day that we open our eyes, our soul is at stake. You've got the enemy fighting, you've got God fighting for you. He's already given you the victory, but he's such a gentleman that we have to make a choice. He doesn't force us. And so every time you wake up, you have to make a choice. Are you going to choose him or not? There's no gray area. It is one or the other. And so the more that you can really allow him to help you be self-aware and see what are those things that I need to work on, what are those burdens I've been carrying that I don't have to, that I could lay down at Jesus's feet and he can take it on for me and I can move forward to be able to help other people. Those are the things that you need to write down. Okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminder that our story is our testimony, but that identity comes from you alone. Heal the parts of us that are still tied to labels, roles, and past wounds. Reveal the truth of who we are, chosen, loved, called, and complete in you. Help us shift our mindset and elevate our perspective and walk boldly in the identity that you've given us. And let our lives reflect the beauty of becoming who you always designed us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Before we go, I just want you to remember this battle cry for your becoming. Never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.